Chapter 2. The Honey Guide. Comprehension. Passage. Read this magazine article. Honey is not only a good source of natural sugar, it is also delicious. Most people, and many animals, like eating it. However, unless people build beehives, the only way for them to get honey is to find a wild bee's nest and take the honey from it. Often, these nests are high up in trees, and it is difficult to find them. In parts of Africa, though, people and animals looking for honey have a strange and unexpected helper, a little bird called a honey guide. The honey guide does not actually like honey, but it does like the wax in the bee's honeycomb. The little bird cannot reach this wax, which is deep inside the bee's nest. So, when it finds a suitable nest, it looks for someone to help it. The honey guide gives a loud cry that attracts the attention of both passing animals, such as badgers, and people. Once it has their attention, it flies through the forest, constantly waiting for the curious animal or person as it leads them to the nest. When they finally arrive at the nest, the follower reaches in to get at the delicious honey, as the bird patiently waits and watches. Some of the honey and the wax always falls to the ground, and this is when the honey guide takes its share. Scientists do not know how the honey guide digests the wax, but it is very determined in its efforts to get it. The birds seem to be able to smell wax from a long distance away. They will quickly arrive whenever a local beekeeper is taking honey from its beehives, and will even enter churches when beeswax candles are being lit. If a person follows a honey guide to a nest, the bird is especially sure of getting a good share of the honeycomb. Tribesmen in Africa are very grateful to the honey guide for leading them to good sources of honey. But they are also afraid of the little bird. They believe that if they do not open a bee's nest and leave some honeycomb for the honey guide, the next time the bird cries to them through the forest, it will lead them to a snake or a leopard in revenge.